The White House today presented its long-promised infrastructure plan. It's getting mixed reviews from Alaska's U.S. senators.
You've got a specific set aside for rural infrastructure. That's good, but the devil's going to be in the details here.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she has to examine the funding rules to make sure Alaska can benefit from the $50 billion intended for rural areas. Nationally, President Trump's plan aims to build $1.5 trillion in transportation projects and public works, but the federal government would put up just $200 billion. The rest would come from state, local, and private funds. Murkowski has her doubts about private investment.
You know, we know that in Alaska, trying to pay for things by way of a toll road, it's not going to work for us.
She also cast doubt on the state's ability to provide significant matching funds. More subtly, Murkowski says she'll be on the lookout for requirements that include cost-benefit ratios. Alaska projects cost a lot and benefit relatively few. Murkowski says Alaska doesn't do well when federal funding requests are judged on per capita costs.
It's criteria like that that for me could not only be very worrisome, but be really a death knell for a state like Alaska in our ability to be treated fairly.
She says she'll learn more about the infrastructure proposal at a White House meeting on Wednesday. Senator Dan Sullivan is pleased the plan includes environmental permitting reform to speed up the time it takes to get a project started. He says regulatory efficiency is an idea that appeals to Republicans and Democrats. Environmental groups, though, say the plan would weaken environmental safeguards.